The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We, of course, are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those of you that take advantage of all of the DraftKings Sportsbook deals we have for you. Love this show. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, long time ago now at this point. You can check me out on social media. Appreciate those of you that do, at Ross Tucker NFL. You can check out all of our shows and the highlights of the Fantasy Feast and the Ross Tucker Podcast, the College Draft, where Emory had another good week betting college games against the spread, all at Ross Tucker Pod on social. The star of this show is the one and only Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest at the Westgate. Check him out at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports. As a reminder, if it's too hard for you to jot everything down as we roll through this in 25 minutes or less, just go to patreon.com/rtmedia, sign up for a Tuckheads membership, and then our guy Grades posts a really cool spreadsheet that has everything. It has our picks, it has how we're doing individually, how we're doing on our best bets, how we're doing with teasers, all that stuff. You got to become a Tuckheads member of our private Slack channel, patreon.com/rtmedia. Steve, it was not good last week. Again, we'll dive into it, and then I've got some questions, some thoughts, concerns for you. We'll start with the Packers and the Lions. You and I both had the Packers in a teaser with the Eagles. The Eagles came through for us in overtime, laying the 2.5. The Packers, we had them getting 7.5. They lose 34-20 at home, Steve. Couldn't even cover 7.5 at home for us.
Having some concerns about teasers and variants in the NFL and a lot of outlying results. But teasers have been very good to us, so I'm not willing to throw teasers under the bus quite yet.
Interesting, because I want to ask you about that a little bit later as well. Then we go across the pond. Falcons, Jags. Falcons, every game is close. They got a good formula. You know, they had lost to Detroit. They were getting 3 points. You and I each put 2 units on them. They lost 23-7. They were not really competitive, Steve.
Yeah, that was a really bad pick in retrospect, just because of Jacksonville's familiarity with London. I know they'd only been 1-3. Their last four, but Atlanta, you know, going over there with the rookie quarter, well, with a young quarterback, and ultimately that's the one selection I really regret having made.
Dolphins, Bills. The Dolphins We're getting 2.5. We teased them up to 8.5, or I teased them up to 8.5, and I paired them with the Ravens. Felt great about it. The Ravens obviously came through. Dolphins got smashed, 48-20. I lost 2 more units there. You just leaned to the Dolphins getting the 2.5. We both leaned to the Texans getting 3 points from the Steelers. They destroyed them. It would have been nice if that was more than a lean. Vikings, Panthers, another best bet. The Panthers were getting 4 points at home. They got a 99-yard pick 6. They were up 13-0. They lose 21-13. Can't even get the backdoor cover late. 2 units down the drain for both of us, Steve.
Picked the wrong quarterback, Carolina did. Isn't it amazing how you have all these experts evaluating these quarterbacks, but nothing is more important than 4 games of data when C.J. Stroud is going to be the rookie of the year and Houston is going to be competitive and everyone else is going to be, woe is me, why didn't I find a way to get him, right?
Well, I mean, I think even Anthony Richardson looks a lot better than Bryce Young so far. You know, he's at least given the Colts chances to win games. Bryce Young is not giving the Panthers a chance to win a game. If they played Dalton in that game, Steve, they probably would have won easily.
Oh, well, with the 99-yard pick 6, absolutely. And so, and the markets are already reacting to when Young starts, money is pouring in against the Panthers.
Commanders, Eagles. Eagles were laying 8.5, so you and I teased them. I teased them with the Packers, and unfortunately the Packers did not come through for me. You teased them with the Titans, Steve, and got 2 units on that teaser, so well done there. Ravens, Browns. We both had the Ravens in some teasers. I paired them with the Dolphins, so that was a loss for me. You paired them with the Rams, so that was a win for you. Which is an interesting question, Steve. I got to ask you. You know, the thing that bothers me about the teasers is you're so dependent on which other one you end up pairing it with. What do we call that last year, other years, where I just did every pairing possible and just because that way I feel better about it that way?
Yeah, the term that's used is wheeling them. We wheel them into everything, right? And if you love a teaser, you can certainly you know, go ahead and key game teaser it and put them in everything. But it really, you mix and match them, and sometimes you get fortunate, sometimes you don't. By the way, real quickly, the media always gets this wrong. Drives me crazy. Like, a team is down 1 late in the game. Do you go, Riverboat Ron, do you go for 2 here? And, you know, the analysis is really simplistic. It's sharp fifth grader understands it, but adults don't, and announcers certainly don't. If you're the underdog, and there's almost no time left on the clock, and you're down 1, you go for 2. You go for the win. You're not going to win overtime half the time, but you're going to get it almost half the time, so you go for 2 and the win. But, 1, you have to be the underdog, and 2, there has to be less than 30 seconds to go in the game. Because it doesn't do you any good to go for 2 with, say, 50 seconds left in the game, because even if you get it, you don't win. And then the other team can go balls to the wall to beat you, knowing they need a field goal. So those are the only time you go for 2, and you should go for it every time, is with less than a minute left in the game, and you have to be the underdog. And there's rarely exceptions to that rule.
Well, when he said my guys were tired, that's comical. Hey, Ron, how do you think the defense feels? What are you even talking about? I mean, that was disappointing. By the way, I'll be in the booth Thursday night. Commanders and Bears, Westwood 1 with Iron Eagle. Looking forward to that one. Then we've got Broncos, Bears, and neither one of us had anything in that game. Bengals, Titans. I teased the Titans with the Rams, got 2 units. Thank you, Tennessee and Rams. They both won outright. You teased the Titans with the Eagles, as we discussed, and got 2 units there. Raiders, Chargers, I leaned Raiders. Thankfully, that's all it was. You put a unit on the over, probably thinking Jimmy G was going to start and not Aiden O'Connell. Then you get Cardinals, Niners. We had like three starting quarterbacks last week, Steve, that we didn't know about when we did the show. Three or four, maybe. Carr, Aiden O'Connell, DTR. So Cardinals, Niners. This one hurt, Steve. This one hurt. Cardinals were getting 14 points. It's 21-18. Then, at the end of the game, they're going to get the backdoor cover. Josh Dobbs threw two perfect passes. Perfect. Zach Ertz, my boy, my guy, dropped it. And then Zach Pascal drops it. Back-to-back touchdowns in the end zone for the backdoor cover.
Tight end is always open.
I don't know. And then
tight end never drops the ball, ever.
Yeah, he never does.
For when you need it.
Then Patriots, Cowboys. I put two units on the Patriots. I thought they would keep it close. You put one. Worst loss of the Belichick era. And then Sunday night and Monday night, Chiefs beat the Jets. Seahawks smashed the Giants. You and I thankfully had the Chiefs and the Seahawks in a teaser. Chiefs down to 2.5. Seahawks up to 8.5. Two units for each of us. We needed those badly. For the week, I am down 9 units. You were down 3 units. For the year, I'm down 19 units. 19 units, the worst I've ever been on this show. You are dead even at 0 units, Steve. For the week, we had 1 win and 4 losses on our best bets. For the season, 5 wins, 9 losses on our best bets. We move forward, Steve, with a couple of different things. Number one, if you're going to any games this week, you got to do it on the Game Time app. I mean, if you're even thinking about going to a game, get the Game Time app. Maybe you'll go to FedEx Field and see me Thursday night. I love the Game Time app. Continue to get YouTube comments from you guys. YouTube comments, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I get emails. You guys love the Game Time app almost as much as I do because of the Game Time guarantee that you'll always get the best price. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. For those of you, by the way, Steve, that have been tweeting or I see the YouTube comments, I just fade these guys. You must be new here, okay? Since 2016, Steve is up 151 units. I am up 83 units. And that includes being down 19 this year. So the track record is the track. Our best bets, 195 wins, 149 losses, 4 pushes since 2016. So if you're going to YouTube comment, oh, I just fade these guys. They don't know what they're talking about. Good luck to you because that's a track record of 8 years that we've got going. My question for you, Steve, because I think people can relate. This is the worst I've ever done, all right? I feel like there's two things that people do in these situations. Number one, they start to lose confidence and they don't fire on bets they would otherwise fire on. Number two, they do the opposite. They get aggressive to try to make up for their losses. I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't do either one of those.
I am going to tell you this, and I'm going to quote from a blackjack book. Don Schlesinger wrote a really great blackjack attack, a little long-winded. It's called Blackjack Attack. It's a great book. And they talk about, he analyzes players A, B, C, and D are part of a card counting team. This will be a quick story, I promise. And at the end of the year, player C is way, way down, and player B is kicking ass. And they're analyzing why player B is doing so well and the other player is doing so lousy. And then they say, well, the player that did well, you know, adhered to the team's mode, played optimally, et cetera. And the other player got a little scared, didn't get his bets out enough on the really good counts, went on and on and on. And at the end, they said, no, we're just kidding. They all actually played optimally. It's just variance. Variance can be a...
Wow, that's interesting. Well, it's being that for us right now, for sure. Let's move on to this week, Steve. We've got the Bears at the Commanders Thursday night. The total's 44.5. Commanders are laying 6.5.
So normally I would look towards the Bears, winless team, and Washington plays your Eagles very well. You know, that was an all-in type of game and a short week for them. So if Chicago was home, I'd be back in the Bears. But I don't like bad organizations on short weeks and unusual circumstances with flaky quarterbacks. So because it's a Thursday game, I pass.
Agreed. I think Bears fans should drink some Labatt Blue Lights with their friends, maybe their family. Live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Another Sunday morning game, Steve. The Jags are staying all week in London. They're playing the Bills. Bills laying 5.5. Totals 48.
So Jacksonville's not going to be able to stop the Buffalo attack. I do think that Jacksonville's offense will start coming around. Let's go over the 48 one unit.
I'm putting two units on the Jags. I like the fact that they're staying in London all week. Everybody's patting the Bills on the back. They got the big win over the Dolphins. Now they're going to London. Two units on the Jags, getting the 5.5. I think they keep this game close. Up next, the Panthers are getting 9 points in Detroit. Total is 45.
I actually make it 10.5. I don't like laying excessive points. You know that, Ross. So I'm going to tease Detroit. 6.5-point teaser. Hey, if we learned one thing last week, Kansas City and Philly, we never, ever tease down to 3. You need to get it to 2.5. Both those teams winning by the field goal. So deep tease Detroit. Let's tease them with Tennessee in a 6.5-point teaser, two-teamer, minus 130.
Got it. I got nothing on that game. Ravens-Steelers, Steve. The Steelers are getting 4.5 at home. Low total of 38.5. I doubt that Pickett plays on Sunday. The Steelers have a bye after this.
So I'm supposed to take the points here, right? These divisional games are supposed to be really close. Can't do it. The stats on these teams are so disparate. Steelers have horrific stats. And Baltimore is styling one of the premier teams in the NFL despite all the injuries. I will just lean to Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with the Steelers. I've seen this movie too many times where they have a horrible, horrible game and they bounce back and play better the next game. Feels like Ravens-Steelers games are field goal games every single time. Two units on the Steelers getting the 4.5. What about the Giants getting 10.5 with a total that's 49.5 in Miami against the Dolphins?
Oh, you tell me where the Giants' mindset is after that atrocity late last night. I'm still trying to digest that and how poor they were. I don't like laying 10.5. I pass.
Totally agree. This is just a pass for me. I can't even lean to the Giants getting the 10.5 points. That's how tough they are to watch. What about Houston and Atlanta, Steve? This is an interesting one. Houston's on the road. A lot of respect for the Texans coming in. They're getting a point on the road. The total's 41.5.
Yeah, so for all the like YouTube haters and the like, you know, I often say this, like there's a lot of content providers that don't even bet out there. And there's a lot of sports touts out there and they don't even bet. And there's a lot of guys that bet and lose. And I assure you, if you think I don't know what I'm doing, you know, well, you know, let some of these sports books that don't let me play your thoughts and get me back in there, because there's a reason that they don't let me play some of them or that they limit my action. This is the classic example. This game illustrates why pros win every year. It opened 3. I thought that was ridiculous. I took Houston plus 3. Really big bet. All right. Really big bet. But now it's down to 1. All right. Houston is not better than Atlanta. I know Atlanta. I know Atlanta has no quarterback play and Ritter is really struggling. But Atlanta's the better team. They're off a disappointing loss. Yes, the travel from London concerns me. But this is ludicrous. This line is telling you Houston's the better team. Yes, Houston has played better year to date. They are not the better team. Atlanta minus 1, 2 units.
Wow. Interesting, Steve. I kind of like that, but I can't do it. I would only lean to Atlanta here, thinking they get bounce back and get a win. We've got the Saints in New England, and the Patriots are favored by 1.5, low total 39.5.
I don't know if anybody should be favored in this game. Sure looks like a 22-21 type of result. So go ahead and give me New Orleans in the teaser, 6-pointer. I'll pair them up with maybe a team that suddenly has a quarterback, the Jets. I'll tease the Jets with them, 2 units.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that. I'm going to be a teasing fool this week. I believe in it. I'm teasing the Saints. I got 4 teaser legs. I've got the Saints up to 7.5, the Titans against the Colts up to 7.5, the Jets up to 8, and the Raiders up to 8.5. And I'm wheeling the teasers this week, Steve. I can't stand when I pick 2 and they both go bust. I'm wheeling the teasers, great. So I want all of those. They're all 6-point teasers, 2 units, Saints Titans, Saints Jets, Saints Raiders. Titans Jets, Titans Raiders, Jets Raiders. Put me down for all of those. Go ahead.
That'll be 6 combinations. Warning, math coming, look out. So where are the 6 combinations coming from? The formula is actually 4 factorial divided by 2 factorial times 2 factorial. The factorial is that exclamation point. Bottom line, it's 6 different outcomes.
Yep, there you go. What he said. All right, Titans-Colts, you and I both already teased the Titans up to 7.5. Total's 42.5. Eagles-Rams. The total's 50. Rams are getting 4.5 at home, Steve.
So I was going to strong lean this, but I'm going to make it a bet. I'm going to go Rams for 2 units. Yes, I'm aware that the Rams had to go to the Indianapolis back home. Then they had to go to the Cincinnati. Strike that. Reverse it. You get the idea. 2 trips to the East Coast and now back home. That's a lot of travel, but the Rams are pretty good. When I'm making my numbers here, I show value with the Rams. I know the Eagles are undefeated, but they've been disappointing. They haven't been playing as well as preseason expectations. I'll take the Rams for 2 units.
Yeah, I would be a lean to the Rams getting the 4.5 as well, but I did that with the Bucs against the Eagles, and the Eagles came out and killed the Bucs. So I'm not going to do it. I am going to, when this podcast stops, order DoorDash. Just like when the game clock stops, it's time to order in with DoorDash. Pizza cravings at halftime, ordering time. Dreaming about tacos during a timeout, boom, they're on your doorstep. Wait, you want burgers, chips, dips, drinks, and wings instead? Even better. Order on DoorDash and get everything you want delivered without missing a minute of the game. Steve, we got the Bengals laying 3 points, the Arizona Cardinals. Total's 44.5.
Yeah, Arizona's been better than the Bengals. Not just better, but a lot better. And because of that, I know I'm not getting the best of the number. Someone's going to win by field goal. I'm going to take Arizona for 2 units plus the 3.
Agreed. I'm with you on that one. At this point, we're a month into the season. We got to trust and believe what we're seeing. Cardinals plus 3 at home. That is a best bet.
The best bet.
All right. The Chiefs are on the road in Minnesota. Chiefs are laying 5.5. The total is 52.5.
Yeah, and Kansas City, I think, is distracted. The Swifties, all the media and the like. Minnesota still needs the game like blood. They're 1-3. They win despite, you know, throwing a 90-plus yard pick six. Kansas City will win by three, and the Vikings will cover 2 units, Minnesota.
I'm with you on that one. Minnesota plus 5.5, 2 units, another best bet. What about the Jets and the Broncos? I think we both already teased the Jets up to plus 8. They're getting 2 right now. We teased the Jets up to plus 8. Total is 43.5. Now we've got Sunday Night Football. Cowboys on the road in San Francisco. Total's 45. Cowboys are getting 3.5, Steve.
So my good friend, pro bettor Brad, he loves Dallas. And it's interesting because I really like the 49ers. And you know what? When you have complete disagreement like that, probably best to pass. But statistically, the Niners aren't just the best team in the NFL. They are just clearly the best team. I'll lean 49ers.
Going to go the other way. I'm going to get the points with the Cowboys. I'm with Brad. The Niners aren't going undefeated. This would be the type of game that they would lose, playing against a good opponent like the Cowboys. I'll take the 3.5, thinking it's going to be a field goal game. Then we've got Monday night. It's the Raiders hosting the Packers. Raiders are 2.5-point underdogs at home. Total's 44.5. The Raiders, Steve, are one of my 4 wheeling and dealing teaser legs.
Yeah, I'm going to wheel and deal with the Raiders in a teaser, and I'll put them with the Jets. So that's the second time I've involved the Jets in a teaser, which could be
What if Zach Wilson plays terrible again, Steve? Then you're getting burned on both those teasers.
He won't, because the
Broncos defense stinks.
The Broncos are giving up 7 yards per play. So the Broncos just got torched by the Bears. So I'm going to do my special sauce with my fries. One part A1, one part Heinz 57, 2 parts ketchup, 1 part mayo. That's my secret sauce that I dip my fries in and cash all my teasers this week.
Wait, I got to write that down. What was that again?
We go 1 part Heinz 57 sauce, 1 part A1 sauce, 2 parts ketchup, 1 part mayo, secret sauce.
Sounds disgusting. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.